Shayna Meshbesher rolls her golden 21-speed vintage bike into the Root Note, an eclectic coffee shop in downtown La Crosse. Two bike mechanics get up from their table and start inspecting it. She tells them the gears aren't shifting smoothly.
It's almost as if at certain points the chain will feel loose.
For the next few minutes, the bike's limited mechanics poke and prod at the bike with their screwdrivers and wrenches. They explain to Meshbesher what they're doing and why they're doing it. After the last screw is tightened, they test the gears one more time.
There we go.
Nice.
You should just drop it all the way down. It should go right in. There you are.
All right. That's great.
This is the Repair Cafe. Once a month, people can come by with their broken goods, and experts will be on hand to help fix them. Tonight is the inaugural event, with bike mechanics and computer technicians volunteering their time. Jeff Sue read about the concept in the New York Times. Repair cafes are popping up all over the Netherlands, and he thought it'd work great in La Crosse. As executive director of the Meyrick Hickson Eco Park, Sue works to promote a sustainable lifestyle. That includes fixing things rather than throwing them away.
Obviously, it's important to reduce our waste stream and reduce the amount of things going to landfill. And I think there's something kind of cultural about it, too, just to have the culture of maintaining things for a long time, and it would reduce our need for consumerism and the need for so much manufacturing.
Sue says it's fulfilling to work on your own bike or sew a button on a shirt. But many people have lost those skills or never developed them in the first place. Repair Cafe does have an educational aspect to it. Root Note co-owner Corey Brecky says she hopes to close the skilled generational gap.
I think we haven't had all chances to learn some of the crafts and arts and skills that we're much more focused on in the past. And so I think that could be really fun if we could get some people who have some of those skills to come in and teach us young folks to do things.
Brecky sees the Repair Cafe as a community builder. Even on the first night, it's clear that friendships are forming and business connections are developing. Some may wonder why businesses would give away free services. Bike's limited service manager, Josh Kenworthy, says it's more about teaching people how to take care of bikes rather than making money.
Drink a beer, drink a coffee, and work on some people's bikes. I'm totally okay with that.
Plus, not everything can be fixed at the Repair Cafe. If a bike needs a new cable or a computer needs a new hinge, the customer will be sent to the store. Across the room, Shayna Meshbesher is having the computer technicians look at her broken MacBook, which has been sitting in a drawer for years. While mechanics were able to get her bike into shape, Orange computer owner Matthew Metzger does not have such good news for her. Her computer is now junk.
It was an awesome piece of hardware in its day, and it's beautiful. But it's
archaic. And
exactly.
But Meshbesher's okay with that, because overall, she says the Repair Cafe was a success.
We all are special individuals that, whether we know it or not, have something to offer. And if we simply utilize one another's respective talents and acknowledge each other, just think of how much we'd thrive in that kind of a society.
And in a few weeks, Meshbesher says she may show up with her sewing machine, help someone fix an old pair of pants, and pay it forward. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.